الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الآخر: اللهم إنه كانت لي ابنة عم كانت أحب الناس إلي، وفي رواية: كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. We're still reading this lengthy hadith where three people in the times of the Bani Israel, of the people of before, were traveling and night fell on them, and for the night's refuge they went into a cave. And it happened that a rock from the mountain fell on the mouth of the cave, and now they got blocked in there and they could not move from there. A big solid rock which they could not move. They realized that the only way we can get salvation and come out of this predicament of ours, this we are locked in this cave now, is to present our amal that we have done sincerely for Allah Ta'ala, and only Allah Ta'ala can help us. This is a very important aspect which should come in our lives also when we have problems. If that realization can come to us that it's only Allah that can help us and take us out of this problem, and that we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we all turn to material things and we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala at the time of problems. Many times we resort to even bad behavior, shouting somebody, swearing somebody, that why did you do this, you did that. And that is not the solution to any problem whatsoever. The solution is that we turn to Allah Ta'ala and that we correct our amal and present our amal to Allah Ta'ala. Then we read further that the one person then presented to Allah Ta'ala one great amal of his. The amal is also great and the intention was also perfect. That is only for the pleasure of Allah. And that is looking after his aged old parents. This also is a very important amal and aspect of our deen and lives, that we look after our parents, etc. And he did it solely for the pleasure of Allah, as a consequence of which that rock moved a little bit, but it was not sufficient for them to come out. Then the second person presented his amal to Allah Ta'ala. قال الآخر: اللهم إنه كانت لي ابنة عم. O Allah, I had a cousin of mine, that is my mother's brother's daughter. She was there and I loved her very, very dearly and greatly. وفي رواية: كنت أحبها كأشد ما يحب الرجال النساء. And in one narration it comes, I loved her very, very passionately. How a man will love a woman very, very passionately. I loved this cousin of mine. فردت على نفسها فامتنعت مني. And then I made also, my desire was to have sexual relations with her, but she stopped me always. She never agreed. She refused it always. حتى ألمت بها سنة من السنين. Until 1 year came of poverty, she went under great, great difficulty, and she was in very great financial constraints and hardship. فجاءتني. Then she came to me asking me for help. فأعطيتها عشرين ومائة دينار. I gave her 120 dinars, gold coins. And that is a huge amount of money, 120 gold coins. على أن تخلي بيني وبين نفسها. ففعلت. But on this condition that she hands herself over to me, and what I intend to do with her, having sexual relations with her, on that condition I gave her the 120 gold coins. And she agreed to that because of the great difficulty she was in. حتى إذا قدرت عليها. Until so much I had full control over her now. She handed herself totally over to me as a woman will, a wife will hand herself over to her husband. وفي رواية فلما قعدت بين رجليها. And in one narration it comes more clearly, until I sat between her legs, that is I had full now, I wanted to have sexual relations with her. قالت, at that moment she said, اتق الله ولا تفض الخاتم إلا بحقه. She said, fear Allah
and do not break the seal of virginity but by its right. That is, make nikah, and after nikah, then by all means you can do this. But don't break the law of Allah Ta'ala. And we can well imagine this picture, that how much he loved her over how many years. Now he has the opportunity, but when she said that, فَانْصَرَفْتُ عَنْهَا, I left her, I turned away from her. وَهِيَ أَحَبُّ النَّاسَ إِلَيَّ, though she was the most beloved to me, and I really cherished and wanted this moment in my life, but at that moment I turned away. وَتَرَكْتُ الذَّهَبْ أَلَّذِي أَعْطَيْتُهَا, and the gold that I had given her, 120 gold coins, pure gold coins, that also I left with her. اللَّهُمَّ إِن كُنْتُ فَعَلْتُ ذَلِكَ إِبْتِغَى وَجْهِكَ, oh Allah, if I had done that for your pleasure, not for any other reason but to seek the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, فَفْرُجْ عَنَّا مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ, then open this difficulty which we are in, remove us from this plight of ours and our problem. فَانْفَجَرَتِ السَّحْرَةُ, the rock on its own moved a little bit more. غَيْرَ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَطِيُونَ الْخُرُوجِ مِنْهَا, but it was not yet sufficient for them to come out from there. Now it moved a little bit more, but they could not come out. So this was the second amal, and we learn here that our amal must be correct also, and our intention must be for Allah's pleasure, and this is how we solve problems, turning to Allah and with amal, not turning to material things, worldly things, but turning to Allah with amal and with the correct intention also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.